Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, six, seven,
eight. Hello,
nine, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
It's nice to be back.
Hey.
Yes.
Nate, we missed you.
I missed you guys. So how was Miami? How was your weekend in Miami? I didn't get the full details.
I think I was the only one that stayed in Miami. Uh-huh. Scary went to Delray
and West Palm.
And West Palm. Yeah, I had a great time. It was awesome.
I heard there was some... Can we talk about the mushroom usage?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, by all means.
Oh, that's well,
look who came now.
Can you be Judge Crotch here for a second, Elvis?
Sure.
So, I purchased some... What would you call those?
You bought little micro doses of psilocybin.
Okay.
Tiny
microdoses.
Suicidin?
Penicillin.
Oh, no.
And Gandhi was my go-between? I don't
know. Okay, sure.
Dealer?
Dealer.
Yeah. I have to say, they don't work. Yeah. I'm taking three at a time, which you said take one, and then if it doesn't work, take two. I've taken three. Still nothing. Did you give me bunco?
Are you just already fucked up anyway?
Well, my question is, what is it that you want to happen? Because you bought microdoses, which are specifically just kind of like mood enhancers.
Okay, can you explain what a microdose is versus... Maybe I need to do a macrodose.
What do you want to happen?
I want something to happen.
But are you just trying to feel good or are you trying to trip?
I guess in between.
Okay.
So I just want to feel something. Like, how many do I have to take to feel something?
He wants the world to melt like Salvador Dali.
He wants to edge
painting.
A trip.
Yeah. He wants to just see things.
You want a trip is what you want to do.
I kind of want something to happen. I want to feel something. I would like a little bit of a trip. I don't want to go, you know, to the equator here. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But I want something to happen.
Then I'm going
to
bring you something different. Because what you have is really just like, it's microdosing. So it's for people who take it every single day, just a tiny little bit, who don't want to feel differently. They just want
to
be happy.
So my question is, how many of those do I have to take for it to actually do so? Like seven?
I'm not a pharmacist. I do not know this. You're a big guy. It has information on the bottle.
It's very limited. I think it's printed on a dot matrix printer.
Oh, my God.
Gandhi, I mean, rather than taking like 10 microdoses, whatever, it's better to get one that's at the amount you need, right?
Yeah, I would say just let me give you a piece of this chocolate.
Okay.
Try that, and then you'll be like, oh, yeah, okay, that's totally different.
Okay.
Yeah.
So who in this room has done, what do you call them, mushrooms?
Mushrooms?
Yeah.
I have.
I don't even know what you guys are
talking about. I microdosed in Sardinia with Gandhi on a boat. Which was very, Sardinia? Yeah, it was very dangerous because... She was feeding them
dangerous.
To me as we're in the middle of the ocean. And I'm like, is this really the is this the right?
Wait, hold on. You were feeding him?
I was not.
She
was like,
to me.
Oh,
what he
you,
just said.
He was like, what you guys doing? What you guys doing over there? Because Brandon and I were having a little party because it was beautiful, the middle of the Mediterranean. Hello.
Uh-huh.
So Scary's like, what's up? So we gave him some. And that's, you know,
But Danielle and I must be giant losers.
No.
Danielle and I have no idea what you're talking
about.
Not
at all. Like, this is so foreign to me. Like, I'm like, what?
You guys could microdose. I'm sure Spencer's going to be doing it pretty soon.
Oh,
anyway.
My God.
Scary. Don't say things like that. Scary, don't say stupid shit like that.
That was a dumbass thing to say, but okay.
It really was. That's why Scary should not be dosing at all. Because he's automatically kind of fucked up.
Thank gosh he doesn't even have a cat.
What is the point of dosing? Either micro or macro.
Well, we know macro.
She just told me if you do micro dosing, it really it's like you're
it elevates little, your mood.
Yeah, that's okay. Really all you expect from it, right?
Yeah, I mean there have been a lot of studies done recently that show psilocybin's effect on people who have bipolar disorder,
PTSD.
Anxiety, PTSD, all kinds of things. That psilocybin actually really helps your mood. So that's what micro doses are for.
Okay.
If you want to trip and feel something and like hear color, then you need a macro dose.
Okay.
Which is totally different.
Hear color.
Yeah.
Okay, can we talk about drugs?
Yeah.
Wait, we
have been.
I want to ask Gandhi.
He's microdosed too much.
Well, tripping
actually,
balls.
You too, Elvis. Of all of the substances you've done, is there one that you would never do again?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And he'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yep. And it was in college. I'll never do it again. It was I didn't enjoy it. It wasn't like bad. It wasn't like a bad trip or anything. It's just I didn't like the feeling of it.
Yeah.
Same.
I don't do drugs like you used to at all.
Yeah.
I don't like any of the chemically enhanced stuff. I like
Nate,
straight out of nature.
Yeah.
Can you not do that tomorrow? Because Nate's gonna be at my house, and I don't want to deal with Mushroom Nate.
What if I do that? No, I'm not going to do that. I wouldn't do that in a strange place.
Why is Mitch the kid?
Is Sawyer going to kill him?
Sawyer might kill. Well, I'm sanitizing the basement.
I hope it works.
Yeah. So, what are the rules for doing shrooms, a macro dose? Like, should
There's
you be
rules?
In a. Well, meaning, like, should you
I
be in a
point.
Safe place, a happy place? Like, because I feel like if you're in a bad spot or in a bad way or have a negative mood with bad people, you probably shouldn't be taking it. Like, it has to be like, so your surroundings need to be comforting is what I'm understanding, right?
I think that's a very good way to look at it, absolutely.
Yeah, so I would definitely say that.
Serious question.
That's my question.
I'm not being an ass. Yeah. Like, when you do macrodosing, do you, like, pad the walls and, like, have a friend there or something?
No.
Asking for friends.
I'm sure that there are people who do that. I feel like that's more of other types of drugs that lead you to a padded room. Mushrooms are... From my experience, everybody's experience is different, and I am not encouraging anybody to do it. If you don't want to, whatever, don't do it. But I think it's much more of... I was trying to explain it to Danielle the other day. Imagine the happiest you've ever felt in your life. This is how it is for me. Happiest moment of your life. You know that feeling where it's like, if your skin wasn't holding you together, you would just explode into a bunch of butterflies, like you feel so happy?
Yeah.
It's like that for 4 hours.
Well, why don't you just do it all the time, then?
Some people do.
I feel like I would never stop doing it.
Yeah.
Why not just do something in your life to make you happier?
I'm very happy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some people just want enhancements. They want to enhance the surroundings.
So they want to take the easy way.
Oh, my goodness.
As opposed to being miserable like you, yes.
Okay. Touche.
If you're like my Hoboken friends that go to the same damn bar every day, like, you know, you want a different type of experience at that place. So you pop a shroom or two. That some of these guys do that. Some of my friends, they know who they are. Anyway, I don't really partake in it, but I see what it does to them, and I'm like, I kind of want to be where they are right now.
Yeah,
they're happy.
I mean, I think again, I'm not going to speak for everybody. For me personally, I have really enjoyed things. I feel like it has changed my life in a good way. To be appreciative and grateful and look at things differently than I've ever seen them before. I think. It's fabulous.
Yeah, because that was kind of the feeling I had after the second stroke, right?
Oh, like Jesus.
It was that a feeling of appreciation, and it was such a great feeling, and then it goes away over time. let me put it this way. Not when I had the stroke, but like the recovery, right?
Okay.
Like that feeling of, oh, my God, I like, you know.
The euphoria.
The euphoria.
Okay.
I want it back, so that's why I'm asking about dosing and microdosing and.
You should talk to your doctor about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, do that.
Or
and you
go
can,
to
you
one
just...
of those places that, like, knows about that stuff.
Yeah. Well, yeah, one of those places. But you know what? It's like Gandhi said, it's everyone's body is different, and there's no way for a person to go, okay, this is exactly what you should take to feel this and that. You got to kind of toy around with it a little bit.
Well, like, okay, if I had to do or I wanted to do that, I would probably choose Gandhi as my person, my guide, because I don't.
I'd happily do it.
Yeah.
You just tell me when. I'll come over. Can I come over tomorrow, Scotty? You, no. Me, Nate, and Sawyer?
No.
It would kind of really be a great show to do. I mean, we're not going to obviously do the show with me on shrooms, but
I don't think that's a good idea.
It would be a fantastic way to like document the journey.
Nate will finally get to see his dinosaurs.
Wait, can we also just put out there, because we don't know who's listening to this, that, like, you know, you shouldn't just
grab
shrooms and start going. You have to, like, if you're going to do something like this, you got to talk to people, look into things.
Don't do it. Yeah, call Gandhi before you do anything.
No, that's everyone. Find somebody that's done it before.
I'm curious to see how we would all interact with each other if we were all on them at the same time in a safe space.
I think it would be the happiest. I think everyone would just enjoy it and giggle and have a really good time. And then Scotty B would somehow drag us all down to hell.
I just wouldn't be there. Yeah.
The last time I did something more than a microdose, it was just a little heavier. It wasn't a major one. We took them before we went to sleep. Ooh. And you wake up in a really great space.
You have cool dreams?
I don't recall anything. We were tired anyway. But when you wake up, you still have that edge of happiness. And it was great. And I think if I ever choose to do it again, I will do it like that again. Because I really enjoyed my morning. I was on vacation. It wasn't here, by the way.
Never here.
Never here. Yeah. I'm never going to share my happiness with you people.
Yeah.
I love that you're curious about it, though. At least.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just talk to Andrew and Josh. They've got some fabulous experiences with whatever they do.
They're of the earth, right? I mean, it's natural. It's like organic.
But you should, you know what? Actually, you should talk to somebody who has not enjoyed it and hated it and had a really bad time so that you can have the perspective.
Oh, I would
both.
Love that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would love to know.
I just get assumed that I sell it all the time. That and marijuana and Molly, too.
People look to you?
People think you're a dealer.
They think I'm a dealer. Why? I should honestly be in Hollywood right now. I should be on all the shows being a dealer because every time I'm either in the city or with friends, I get the, hey, you look like someone that might know someone who sells. So, yeah.
What?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You know Harrison Ford, that's how he started.
A drug dealer? He was, same with Tim Allen, right?
Yeah. Well, Tim Allen was trafficking cocaine. Okay. Harrison Ford was the weed guy on set.
Weren't the Beatles on this stuff when they were writing like their best work?
Oh, they were doing LSD.
LSD? Yeah. Is that similar? Yeah. That's similar, right?
Is that mushrooms?
Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds is LSD. Yeah. Right. Okay. That whole album. That
anyway.
Sgt. Pepper. Okay. Colors.
I'm going to go do it now. Bye.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Is that it? That was a very interesting conversation.
I would love to try it.
Nate, I think we should put something on the books.
Tell me when.
All right. Well, with that said, have a nice day, everyone.
Bye!
Bye.
What a podcast.
Yeah,
all
right.
A podcast.
What a podcast.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.